This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, happy 4th of July. It's July 3rd, but it is our holiday weekend, and we hope you have a safe and fun holiday weekend. We're going to be back on Monday with you guys. Braves back in action tonight, and we will talk to Grant McCauley about all the things that are going on with the Braves, and it feels like right now it's just a lot. Last night, Olsen with the grand slam. We had a big sixth inning, and we end up winning the game. But more importantly, we scored some runs, man, and we hope we can build on that. We'll talk with Grant about that coming up and also our strong arm story of the day a little bit later on this hour. Mike, real quick, I know you're headed down to get some vacay, and you've been telling me you're pretty excited about it, huh?
Yeah, man, heading down to the Keys, man. Hadn't done that in, it's been 5 years since we got down there. We used to rent a house, got a bunch of friends. I got an old high school buddy since second grade. You met Big Tom.
Big Tom.
And he is Big Tom, 6'8". But I look like Barney, like half a Barney Rebel next to Fred Flintstone. But we got a bunch of our friends coming down, got a big party house in Key West. We're going to actually do the Key West pub crawl, go from Key Largo down to Marathon, do some I know you love to fish.
I do.
And there's nothing like saltwater fishing, man. Just sit there and let the boat do the work and just hope the fish will be jumping in the boat, baby, and catch dinner.
It's going to be the way you planned it out, at least, you know, we've been talking about it. It sounds like a great time. No matter what you're doing this 4th of July, and we said to send pics, man, hit us up. Dukes and Bell 929. That is us. Make sure you subscribe on the Odyssey app. When you subscribe, you get all of our stuff and you get a chance to hear all of the segments and rewind and all that stuff as well. But if you're cooking, hanging out, whatever you're doing, we certainly want to see what your 4th of July is going to look like. And by the way, if you have an overzealous 4th of July fireworks show, okay, in your neighborhood, you're more than welcome to share that as well.
Three names to think of. Jason, Pierre, Paul. Okay? I mean, I posted it. I didn't want to do the last time I posted, don't be Jason, Pierre, Paul. Guys, oh, that's too low. So I posted a photo of
he's got three fingers.
So I don't want to trigger anyone. So I posted a photo of the hamburger helper hand. He's got four digits. So don't be that guy. Again, there's not a lot of quality control where this stuff comes from.
No.
So just be careful out there. And you kids, you stay away from that stuff.
Yeah, be careful. All right, man, let's talk about the Falcons because we are counting down. We had our buddy Brian McFadden on earlier in the show. And at the end of our interview, we said to him, you know, it's 3 weeks away. And I know that sounds like a long time. Think about when the season ended and we were like, oh, we'll talk in August. Guys, camp starts July 24th. Mike and I will be there day one. We'll be there throughout camp, and nobody covers the Falcons more or more accurately than 92.9 The Game. So we're going to have you covered. Guests, the whole nine. As we get ready for what I think, Mike, is going to be a really fun season. With that said, I want you to hear our boy HD, Harry Douglas, who's now with ESPN, was talking about Michael Penix, MP9, and the Falcons staff saying that, at least according to him, that he reminds them, Penix reminds them of Matthew Stafford. Now, you have to remember, Raheem Morris was there with the Rams with Matthew Stafford when they won the Super Bowl, okay? He was the defensive coordinator.
Right.
This is Harry Douglas talking about the similarities.
Yeah, I love Michael Penix Jr. He's a guy that can beat you at all three levels, short, intermediate, deep. And I think one of the things that really alerted this coaching staff to draft him is that they kind of reminded him of Matthew Stafford. This coaching staff came from the Los Angeles Rams. So being able to throw the football outside the numbers and be a sharp shooter in that capacity, he's cool, calm, and collected. And he has this entire offseason to be able to be the number one guy and build that rapport with Drake London and also Darnell Mooney. If they can get Kyle Pitts to come on board, this is going to be a scary football team for 2024.
We've been waiting for that. We've been waiting that since he was drafted.
Right on.
Yeah. Look, the last part we're going to address. If Michael Penix is anything close to Matthew Stafford, we got something. And I've said this. Stafford was so good in Detroit. It is not his fault that the organization, the front office, was a disaster and never really put the bright pieces around him. We've seen the change in Detroit with the front office and the head coach and now what it's become, right? But it never really was about Stafford. Everybody around the league knew he had a cannon. He could deliver the ball. And then he goes to a great situation where Sean McVay is able to go... And all of a sudden, he looks like, you know, a world beater. And everybody's like, wow, you shouldn't have been wild. If you saw him at Georgia, we weren't wild. You saw him get to the NFL, the number one pick. My point is, if Penix is anything close to this, Mike, from a skill set, we got something.
Well, I mean, one thing about Stafford, you always remember the accuracy. We talked about it from his time at Georgia all the way through. Penix, you've seen it. I mean, yes, as a rookie, there's a rookie curve for everybody. He's going to make some mistakes here and there. But I just thought in the three games, you saw his ability to put the ball into tight windows and to do it in stride. You know, the throw he makes for the touchdown we talked about with Pitts in the red zone, that's a throw that, I mean, I'm not trying to be a wise man. I'm not sure Matt Ryan can make some of those throws, you know, because there's a zip on it. It's in there. I mean, maybe Matt, a younger Matt, would have made that throw. But Penix Jr. has shown you. We see it at practice because you guys didn't get to go to camp. This year, their camp is open. Could be a lot of folks up there on weekends.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, when you watch him, some of these deep ball drills, where, I mean, he's dropping dimes. This is where I want to see Drake London become that explosive piece downfield. You know, same thing goes for Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell?
What's
and,
up?
You know, and then Pitts will be what Pitts will be. But you're right. All the things are in place. I like to think we run the football, as we talked about with Mark Schlereth. We brought that up yesterday. And then everything clicks. You trust Zach Robinson, by the way? I mean, did you say Zach Robinson gets a pass for last year because of the wackiness of the Kirk Cousins situation?
Yeah, look, this is where I'm at. And I hope he proves me correct. I think Zach Robinson had to take a lot of the playbook out because he knew the limitations of Cousins. And because of it, the offense was limited. Guys, at times, it was somewhat predictable because your quarterback wasn't able to do the things you wanted him to do. And so, Mike, my guess is all of that stuff, to just imagine a big notebook, goes back in, okay? And it's actually an iPad. But goes back in, and now all of a sudden you're saying, Mike, we can do this.
Right.
And the offense looks completely different. Guys, all the play action and you know, the Mike rolling out, moving the pocket stuff, we couldn't do that with Cousins. That's a big part of this. It's something Matthew Stafford was really good at. It's something, oh, by the way, that Matt Ryan was good at once Shanahan got him under, you know, under his reins. And we realized, okay, this is how this is going to work. Remember we used to say, and we were like, Matt Ryan rolling out?
Right.
Yeah.
Your Matt could do it.
Because that's part of this.
Remember the naked bootlegs all the
time.
Remember that we talked about Shanahan that first year in 15. Matt's going to have to tape his ankles. Remember that one?
Yeah.
But if you go back, I mean, in his third game as a starter in the NFL, Michael Penix Jr. threw for over 300 yards and two touchdowns. And we talked ad nauseum about him and Drake London. London going, give me the rock. I can beat this chump. And it goes right back to him. The high point throw that Matt and Julio never seemed to be able to connect on. So there's signs. You know, so yes, we're bullish on the Falcons because we get to see these guys at practice. We were up at mini camp. I'm stoked. I can't wait. You know, and this is the year. I never thought I'd watch a team not go to the playoffs. It'd be 8 years in a row if we don't go to the playoffs this year.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the and I asked Jesse Bates, right? Urgency.
Right.
We asked AJ, you got some urgency. They know.
It eats at them.
They know. And so these guys are working for something. Now, Harry Douglas mentioned at the end of that soundbite about, you know, the comparisons to Matthew Stafford, but he also said, if they can get Kyle Pitts on board. Greg Cosell, who's covered the NFL for literally 40 years.
Harry said that. That's Harry's first time. Harry, you know Harry Douglas.
Yes.
You're going to hear what Greg Cosell says. Harry, if they can get Pitts on board.
That's what he said.
Now, again, I can't come into your car and hit you over the head. That's code for he ain't doing the work.
He's not doing it. Greg Cosell has been watching a lot of film. Now, let me lay this out. Cosell is not a coach, okay? He's an independent guy who a lot of NFL teams and certainly people around the league trust. but he watches a lot of tape and he breaks down a lot of stuff. And players either going into the draft is something that he looks at, and then once guys become established in the league. He went on our buddy Ross Tucker's podcast, and this is what he said when he watches tapes, or at least has watched tape, of Kyle Pitts, whether it was last season or the last two seasons.
I loved Kyle Pitts' tape coming out. I thought he had everything you'd want as a receiving tight end, and it just hasn't happened. I never really like to say anything about someone's mindset or what's in their head because we don't really know. The only thing I will say, because this is based on what I see on tape, is when you watch him on tape, all I can say is he looks uninspired. That's all I can say. Beyond that, I don't know what's in his head.
So we've had it, and again, I know you can hear, because I like to, when we play a soundbite on Dukes of Hill, Carl, I like to already counter the argument I know I'm going to get from somebody on the text line in 3, 2, 1. Who the hell is Greg Cosell? Well, Carl just told you Greg Cosell.
Great,
he's got
resume.
A really good rep. So if you don't believe him, how about when a guy that played the position at the Pro Bowl level, Greg Olsen, said it on a national broadcast about Kyle Pitts, that he's struggling with trying to figure out what routes is he running and the effort he's putting into it. And Rodney Harrison, you know, who played the position at a high level, playing safety, saying, how is a guy with that skill set and that athleticism play so soft? So, I mean, so there's a lot of folks. And then you've had last year, in no specific order, coach, general manager, offensive coordinator, all say, I really hope we get to see the best Kyle Pitts, or Kyle Pitts be the best Kyle Pitts he can be, which again is code for some things are not happening that need to be happening.
When you say somebody, though, Mike, you're watching their tape, and you say it's uninspired, that's scary. Because, as I said to you, what do you think teams who are playing us are seeing?
Mm-hmm.
And if you see that, you know what they say? We ain't got to worry about eight. Coach, what about eight?
You know, also, I just work here.
Look how he's running that route. We ain't got to worry about eight.
And I said to Carl earlier in the show, I think that even Zach Robinson in the flow of the game against the Giants, a very winnable game against a bad opponent, where the first throw to Pitts inside the 10, Pitts goes, ha, hot potato with it. And now we have his first, Michael Penix's first interception because Kyle Pitts didn't do his job.
He didn't
and then only got one more target the entire game.
I just feel like that comment is what kind of sums it all up for us. Now, the thing about this is he can change his whole narrative. He can change all of this conversation with an incredible year. Him and Mike become a combination, but I also think Drake and Mike are going to become a combination, right? 5-9. We've talked about that, but I also like I'd also like, you know, 9-8. You know, I'd like to see that.
Right.
But I don't know if I will, and I just think that there are some words, you know, this is kin to Mike lazy. That when you say somebody's uninspired, say somebody's uninspired at your workplace.
Right.
What are you saying? So that is the battle for not only Kyle Pitts, but this fan base to believe in him and say, all right, you know what? He's had a couple of bad years. I've talked to all of you because you know how hard I've been on him.
Right.
All of you. And all of you say the same thing to me. Well, different. It's going to be different. That is just not a good look when you have a random guy who watches football like Greg Cosell does and says, this is what I see. And I just feel like that's what he's got to overcome, Mike. And if he can, it gets back to Harry Douglas's comment that Michael Penix then can look like Matthew Stafford, and this offense goes, poof.
Right.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, no one debates the ability. You know, I mean, I was down there in Tampa for that game. I talked to Carl all the time. He had big catches, you know, big yards after the catch. Unfortunately, remember, hey, Anton Winfield is coming after you. Got the strip at the line. Luckily, they still called it a touchdown. But he had a two-touchdown game should be what we get from Kyle Pitts every other week. Not, you know, once in the entire season.
Right.
You know, and that's what he was drafted. Look, and I don't want to hear the excuse, well, you know, not his fault he was drafted fourth. So you're telling me it's a privilege to be drafted fourth. Take it. Run with it. Put the work in. Silence the critics. You know? Nope. I don't just work here, man. You know, kind of quiet quitting.
You know, also, I just work here.
Well, let me tell you something.
It's a contract year, whether it's here or elsewhere. For him.
Let me tell you something. When you're uninspired, you do just work there. 404-726-0929. We didn't say it. Greg Cosell said it. And I don't think anybody said it better when we talk about why this hasn't clicked. We got to come back. We're going to talk with Grant McCauley about our Braves guys, an offensive explosion last night, pitching still an issue, and an apology. We'll get to all of that and more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Braves back in action tonight. O's coming to town, 4th of July weekend. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Grant McCauley's with us, our Braves insider. Tonight is Bryce Elder, guys. But before we talk about tonight, let's talk about last night, because this explosion felt good. Grant, and, you know, look, it's easy for us to sit here and say, well, why haven't we been able to do this all season? It's baseball, right? Sometimes you just need something to happen. And Olsen with that grand slam was huge last night.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, those were two of the biggest swings, I feel like, of the season. And sure, it might be slim pickings because there haven't been as many of these big swings as we were accustomed to or, quite frankly, expecting to see from this offense this year. But that Sean Murphy go-ahead home run, that certainly felt good. But you're right, Carl, to get that, what felt like at least that insurance, that backbreaker, to turn it into a huge inning and turn it into a huge night for the offense, that felt even better. So good to see that. Matt Olson's been swinging a great bat. Really the only thing that hadn't been there is the home runs and quantity. But if he wants to start hitting those, I think this Braves offense will certainly accept them, and especially when he got the bases loaded.
Yeah, man. We played the audio, the apology. I mean, Profar keeps this up, man. Can Profar be that same little spark? I know we're grabbing at straws here, Grant. That kind of spark that we got in 21 with the addition of the guys we picked up.
I mean, he's got to be something, right? Because they're certainly invested in this, and his tenure with the Braves got off on the exact, you know, opposite of the way you would choose. I mean, you're not really into picking doomsday scenarios that cause you to miss a whole lot of time, but suspension probably way up there on the list of things that, what does it control? The controllables? You don't want to be going down that road, but he is back now. Obviously the Braves need some help. They need some stability in left field. They need the kind of hitter that he has shown himself to be before to find a way to do it again. And obviously without the specter of questions about it would certainly be nice, but yeah, 2 for 4 last night, a home run, had to feel good, had to feel, you know, validating to at least be back and be contributing again. But he's got a long road ahead of him the rest of the season to make some more contributions. And the Braves, as we pointed out many, many times, can use all the help they can get. And they certainly paid the cost for Jerickson Profar to be here. Now they'd like to reap some of the rewards of that investment.
Have you talked to Monty Harris recently?
Last time I talked to him was not this homestand, but the last homestand.
Okay.
But I'm always looking, on the lookout for it. But I try to pick my spots too, because you know we have a lot of similar conversations every day. I try not to do it to the players each day.
Yeah, no, I'm just curious because I didn't know if you had spoken to him since he set those couple of games, and
mm-hmm.
so
no.
I was wondering, you know, if you had a chance to have that conversation. Either way, two more hits for him,
mm-hmm.
and it feels like again that he's coming out of this slump that he was in, and. You know, Mike and I have been saying, if Money and Ozzie can get going, like, forget the other guys. Like, these, I trust that these other guys are going to do their job. These are the two guys we really need to come on.
Yeah, when you talk about, like, the old baseball term that we hear a lot around the Braves, which is lengthening the lineup, which was one of the reasons they signed Profar to hopefully just give you that one more weapon in what should be a very capable offense, if nothing else. But then when you got certain components and certain guys that just aren't clicking and it's all happening at the same time, it kind of short-circuited the whole lineup because you can't just rely on Ronald Acuna Jr. and Matt Olson. And even if you want to throw Ozuna for the first, what, 5 or 6 weeks of the season into that same boat, he was productive, but they were pitching around him, obviously, because of the struggles of some other guys. When you stop having places in the lineup where pitchers can go for outs, some good things have a way of happening. And Sean Murphy heating up, that also can, you know, help out because the Braves have got, I think, a pretty good thing behind home plate no matter who's in the lineup. Mm. The combined production of those two guys is, I believe, the most productive in baseball in terms of what the Braves are getting from their catchers. So you need it from center field. You need it from second base. These guys are capable of doing it. Maybe they'll just get hot at the right time, as the other old saying goes.
It's Grant McCauley, guys, here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. The final matchup with the Angels and then the Orioles in town. Yeah, Grant, I was killing Murph earlier in the year because I just thought there was so many empty calories at bat, and now he's producing. He's on a heater. The numbers of runners in scoring position are really impressive. So, hey, I know they're not going to trade him. That's not where they're going to go. Can they find anything? If let's just say, for argument's sake, the bats get going. We just don't have enough starting pitching. Where do they find it?
That's a good question because, again, the answers for that are, you know, it's there's slim and none are the options that you have that you feel like are major league ready in the minors. If there was some better option, I mean, we'd be seeing them right now trying out a 20-year-old who had 7 starts above A ball at the big league level. I mean, that is it's certainly aggressive as far as the promotion is concerned. I thought Fuentes looked better last night, still threw a lot of pitches, though, and didn't get out of the fourth inning. But progress, where progress can be had, will certainly be helpful in his development. But now you're really relying on Bryce Elder tonight to give you some version of a quality start. You're going to have Grant Holmes continue to be what he's been thus far this year. And clearly you need Spencer Strider to just keep replicating the recent results that have indicated that he seems to be back and at least feeling more like himself again. And then it's just sitting, waiting, and wishing, basically, that you're going to get Chris Sale and Spencer Schwellenbach back at some point. But that is obviously looking like late August for Chris Sale at this point. We just don't know with Spencer. So the Braves have in front of them this opportunity to run up to the All-Star break and get themselves in position to at least get into the second half with a little bit of momentum and show the ownership and show Alex Anthopoulos, more to the point, hey, you know, you want to add. We can do some buying here. But starting pitching, I think, to make a long story short and actually answer the question, that's the thing I think they need to be out there buying.
I think we all trust AA, but is it possible in your mind that he can do all the things that he may need to do to get us right? And I don't know where you're at. I don't know where you're at with this. Is that two starters? Is that another bullpen arm? Like, I don't know how you prioritize. For me, you know, at first, before all these injuries to the starting rotation, I was all about going and finding another closer, or potentially another guy that could. How do you feel about that as we get closer to the All-Star break and certainly the end of this month?
I still think you need that high-leverage bullpen arm. You do. But there is some good news about Joe Jimenez, who has been able to throw a bullpen session and is, I think, pushing to get back into the picture at some point in August. So it's still a ways away. But the fact that he is, I think, progressing, we wondered, and it was said when he got the knee surgery over the winter that he may not pitch at all this year. So having him in the plan at some point is great, but getting to that point, you need some help, I think, right now. A high-leverage bullpen arm would be nice. A proven starter, it doesn't have to be, you know, the top of the line, top 5 starter in baseball, though, of course, you'll take it if he wants to get creative, he being Alex Anthopoulos, but you just need some capable guys to go in and cover the innings right now because you do have the possibility of bolstering that rotation with some returns. But It just doesn't feel like the most sturdy plan when there's so many variables in play and injuries, the likes of which Chris Sale and Spencer Schwellenbach have had, that are going to keep them sidelined for a while and unable to throw and then having to build back up. There's just a lot of uncertainty that's built into that plan. So I think at least one starter, at least one higher leverage bullpen arm, and maybe you double down on that and see if you just can't get another capable veteran in both roles that could just come in and help you out that doesn't cost a lot.
Grant McCauley is with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline as the Braves get ready to take on the Angels. The waiver wire, is that going to be our friend? I mean, I used to joke around with you last year about guys like Yanni Chirino and, you know, and Jake Odorizzi, that trade. Is that basically the best you can do? Because we looked at the teams, like, where can you find the pitchers? You know, maybe you go on your old standby, the Oakland A's, but, you know, there's only a couple of teams that aren't out of the playoff mix right now.
Yeah, and the waiver wire is an issue because Major League Baseball decided that those waiver pickups after July 31st are not eligible for the postseason. So anybody that you get that you have, you know, eyes on them really helping you, you have to have into the organization sooner. I still think it's, and I don't know if it's the players union and the league that decided that, collectively bargained it. I assume that's the case, but I liked the waiver possibilities at least before the end of August. But now that's just not available to GMs. And that really, and we track it back to 21, why do you go trade for injured Eddie Rosario, who was with the Cleveland Guardians at the time? Well, so that when he came off the injured list, if Jorge Soler or Adam Duvall didn't work, or if one of them got hurt, you had one more option to go into the till there. And that ended up being very prescient of Alex Anthopoulos to go ahead and figure that out. And so maybe that's what you look to do here. I don't know. At this point, I think it's fair to question how much salary the Braves can take on, but Alex has said on this radio station and others that, look, when you get to July, you're not taking on the whole season salary. You're taking on a portion of that salary. So maybe that changes the math, the calculus for how aggressive they can be in terms of money.
Grant, I know you addressed this with what Ronald Acuna said about the Braves yesterday. Can you repeat or at least paraphrase what he said about wanting to be here in Atlanta? Because some people have said, oh, it's time for him to start demanding a trade, which is crazy. Time for him to start demanding more. What did he say about being here?
Yeah, one of the things that Ronald was asked when he talked about the honor of getting to start an All-Star game in this city of all places and getting there through the fan votes and the support that he got is just how much of a dream it was for him to, you know, come back and play at a high level, but to play in an All-Star game right here, and thanking the fans for being the ones who made that possible. So he was asked a little bit more about describing his relationship here, and he's been very vocal about this. And I think spring training of 24, folks looked at it and said, maybe he's demanding a contract extension. Right. That wasn't the case. He was just saying, hey, I would like to spend my career here. I think you'll like to hear guys say that. Now, how that develops, we'll find out over the next, three or so years. But he very much, I think, is earnest in his desire to be an Atlanta Brave. He does like it here. He has played at a high level here. He said that Atlanta is his second home, and his home being his native country of Venezuela. But outside of that, I think that he's very excited about that opportunity. But that's going to be up to a lot of people to make some big decisions. But the desire is there. The health, you want to certainly see that. But a long-term extension for him would be pretty meaningful for a fan base that has had to say goodbye, unfortunately, to a lot of the, you know, fixtures of this club over time. Right. Keeping that guy around seems to me to be a rather important endeavor and one that the Braves might want to make happen.
Yeah, Dansby and Freddie, and, you know, we talked about, you know, the Freed thing, and you see him having the success. Grant, before we cut you loose, is there a way that maybe, you know, because Alex would never say this in an interview with us or with the media, that this isn't our year? But you do enough, you try to make a move, but you don't give up big prospects. And by the way, the ranking of the minor league system, is that bogus in your mind? Or do you think we've got guys in the future game. Is that just a tribute to us hosting the All-Star game? Or do we have, like, legitimate pitchers in the pipeline?
No, there is some talent in the minor league system to kind of, you know, dispel any rumor that they don't have. I mean, they continue to produce players, whether it's Harris or Strider or Schwellenbach or Drake Baldwin. I mean, even when you're a lower ranked farm system, doesn't mean that the cupboard's bare and there's nobody good down there. You just don't have the quantity maybe that some other clubs have had or that the Braves had for a number of years when they were in the middle of a rebuild, which is typically how that works. Now, the Dodgers, they spend billions of dollars, so their math may look different than everybody else's, but the Braves Rays do have it. And, you know, to your point about what do you do, the line that you walk, I mean, I don't presume to make the decisions for Alex Anthopoulos, but I would imagine he'd have to be very convicted in a move to trade some of the bigger prospects and names to make a move purely based on this year. I think it would be involving controllable assets that are here for a number of years if you want to start trading the actual higher-tier prospects and names.
Great stuff, Grant. Have a happy 4th of July and enjoy. And we'll talk to you on Monday, man. When are you on, by the way? When are you on again this weekend?
Yep. I'll be on Sunday from 5 to 7 with From the Diamond, and we'll hopefully go over what was a profitable weekend and homestand for the Braves and preview what's ahead for the All-Star game. And you can find From the Diamond wherever you get your podcast on the Odyssey app, and Sunday from 5 to 7 here on 92.9 The Game.
Good stuff, Grant. Cool. Enjoy, man. We'll talk to you next week. Hey, man.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man. Coming up, speaking of Ronald Acuna, crazy thoughts about maybe moving on from him, trading him.
That's crazy talk.
It is, and there is one former NBA, or should I say Major League Baseball player, that believes that the Braves should be entertaining this.
He's nuts. He's out of his mind.
It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It might be the craziest thing you'll hear all day. We'll get to it in just a sec. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike and I were just talking about the loss of another great actor, Michael Madsen, who passed away at the age of 67. Mike talked about it in Guy Talk earlier, Reservoir Dogs, Kill Bill. But we were just talking about, you just mentioned Miami Vice. I'm like, that's right.
Yeah, there's so many great actors. If you guys of a certain age, I think Dominic's our youngest guy here on our show, who's an engineer producer. But Miami Vice, I mean, Benicio Del Toro, Bruce Willis. I mean, you can do a whole show on this. But anyway, Michael Madsen played a bad guy, played a hood in an episode of Miami Vice where Sonny, Rico, and Tubbs have to bust him up. But yeah, it's just kind of neat. We're just talking about great character actors. One guy hit us up, said, you know, he's in Free Willy. He's the dad. He was. Right? The Free Willy movie. He plays the likable dad.
I didn't even realize that
so
either.
So he goes against, you know, what you normally cast. And I saw on Twitter, I think it was Scott Van Pelt or somebody said, I like when a guy goes against, you know, what his normal role.
Yes.
And is able to be able to pull that off. So, yeah, Michael Madsen was a real tough guy, but apparently a sweetheart in real life.
Challenge yourself, these great actors, Mike, to do things that people don't expect them to, right? And then pull it off. Like, if you can, that's when I think, that's what defines, like, greatness. if you stay in your lane and you're the same dude or the same character all the time, that becomes like, you know, you also get stereotyped. Like, that's what you are. And, you know, we talked about this, like Sopranos, right? Gandolfini, one of my best and favorite actors. But after Sopranos, it was like, what else are you going to do?
It's so tough. Have you ever seen his actor's studio, by the way?
Yeah, it's great.
It's, you know, he's a little cuckoo. I mean, a lot of actors are. But, I mean, you're so locked in with that role. You can't play anything else. Remember, he plays Leon Panetta in Zero Dark Thirty. Plays the head of the CIA. You know, and it's just so tough to not see Tony Soprano play a tough guy. You know, like, remember when he played the prison, the military prison warden in that Robert Redford movie, The Last Castle. I mean, it goes against type, because he plays kind of a jerk. Yeah. And it's Gandolfini.
Yeah.
But yeah,
and before he got the Sopranos role, obviously, right, Crimson Tide.
Yes.
Where he's on the, you know.
The fight scene in True Romance with Gandolfini with Patricia Arquette. Remember that?
But sometimes you just, once you have those major come out roles, those breakout roles, it's hard. My point is, that's the task. This guy was all over the place.
A couple guys hit us up on the text line. Don't forget, he played Sonny Black in Donnie Brasco.
Oh.
Played the leader of that crew with Lefty, the Al Pacino character. Yeah, it's true. Remember when they find out come on, FBI's full of crap. He's not an agent. But anyway, there you go. So Michael Madsen, most guys, if you're a guy's guy for movies, you know who that guy is. He passed away.
Unfortunately. 67 years old. Another great loss too soon. All right, let's talk about this crazy thought, because it is. Carlos Pena played, and also, guys, he works now for MLB, talking about the MLB Network, was talking about the Braves and our situation. Look, it's not the best. We know that. We know we've been struggling. Mm-hmm. We know our issues. But the idea that the best way to fix all of this is to trade away Ronald Acuña is the most insane thing. And Mike and I didn't say this, but we've been talking about it all day, because it has a lot of people going, wait a minute, maybe he's on to something. No, he's not. Here's what he said about entertaining this and potentially doing it.
Where are you on this?
Yeah, I would definitely entertain that if I were the Braves. And if I'm another team trying to acquire a player that's going to make a difference immediately, right, granted, if he's healthy, you see what he's capable of doing. Coming in the limelight, coming in the postseason, he would be a difference maker. And that's the carrot that I'm dangling in front of any team to see if I can get back a pretty big haul.
Yeah.
I would certainly entertain that.
And I think the shame for the Braves is Sale got hurt, because I would have done Acuña and Sale, you know, and try to because the thing to keep in mind with the Braves is this has been 7 great years. Again, 6 division titles and a championship. It's hard to see what the next few years look like with this core group. It felt
okay.
Well, the only thing I agree with in that soundbite is that last sentence.
Okay.
Where is this going? Is Ozzie going to snap out of this arguably the worst patch of his career as a Brave? You know, is Austin Riley going to ever be a 300 hitter again? You know, I mean, now Murph, like I said, maybe Murph's just going to be that guy who he is all about launch angling. He's a 230 hitter. He's Adam Dunn, but he does provide, and we know the defense, Braves fans have been killing me for killing him. You know, but you do have Drake Baldwin, you know, waiting in the wings. But yeah, but what about Michael Harris? Another thing, these are guys that are signed to contracts, and Michael Harris, we just saw 2 days where he doesn't stink. After stinking basically the whole year, you know, other than what he does in the outfield.
Well, that's the thing. Like, but here's the you have to be able to weigh both now and the future. And that balance sometimes can get hard when your team is not performing, and then you feel like, you know, Pena and company, oh, well, they just need to be sellers, and they need to be selling off. Alex Anthopoulos came on this show, Mike, a few weeks ago. I was out and told you guys. That's not my nature. Like, I don't do that. We're buyers. We're not sellers. So if that is where he's at, I just feel like that is not going to happen. And because of one bad season, and they're right, we've had great success. Maybe we're spoiled, but that's what it is. You don't blow it up, and you certainly don't trade your best player and your most entertaining player and a guy that has a reasonable salary just because of the circumstances that have played out. Now, if we come back next season, and this happens to be the same, you know, lot that we're in, now that's a different story.
Right. Now, again, every team has years to downturns, and we all know that. But outside Atlanta, they're looking at us saying, look, you guys, you were scrambling and you were scuffling all last year. You barely made the wild card, and you got kicked out immediately by the Padres because you just don't have first off, we don't have enough starting pitching. We don't. And now it's magnified with Schwellenbach, losing Sharver, losing Sale. We don't have enough starting pitching. We never give Alex – I don't think the company gives him enough loot. Some guys say, look, that's just Alex's philosophy. He's never going to overspend. Well, maybe Alex needs to go spend on some frontline pitching. My beef is, and guys get mad at me, but you always make it about the money. Well, because you need more dough to get more pitching, starting pitching. But no one's focused on the pitching when no one's hitting. So now if we can get things cooking, the problem with this, we always talk about the Falcons, Carl, complimentary football, offense, defense. Now if we may get the bats going, are we going to be up Blank's Creek because we have no starting pitching? So, but that's why I don't know how far you want Alex to dive in to the farm system to try to punch things around, you know, for this year, which maybe this year the ceiling is same as last year. First round exit in the wild
card. First round out, yeah. Look, and it'd be nice. Don't know what they're going to do tonight against the Angels, but win the night, guess what happens? You win the series. Then the O's come in here. And the O's, again,
right,
decent team. It should be a fun weekend. But if you were able to win a couple of series back-to-back, Mike, this is going to be the key. And so, look, I think there's a lot of work to do before all of these decisions are made. But these are the things that they will be considering. And I'm not talking about trading Acuna. I'm talking about how do we get these pieces we need.
Right. And that's what I talked about earlier, the Mets. The Mets are like, they're in a grind right now. They've just won the other day. But they're like consistently losing like, you know, 7 of 10. Remember they're like 21 games over 500. Now they're just 11 games over.
Yeah, they were.
So the Brewers, Padres, Cardinals, Giants, Reds. I mean, you got to figure at some point, somebody in the Reds management goes, let's push the chips in and go give the fans something this year. So that's why we get back to how are you going to outbid some of these teams? And I'm just talking about the National League. That's not even the American League. And everybody's alive with the expanded playoff format. So it's going to be hard. It'll be harder than 21.
It's going to be harder than 21. You guys can text us. Let us know. 404-726-0929. Or find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. C Dukes. And the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. We'd love to hear what you have to say. Grant McCauley was talking about Acuna after being named a starter in the All-Star game. Quote, the quote from him was, outside of Venezuela, Atlanta's my second home. I love being here. I want to continue to be a member of this organization, and I want to be in this organization for the rest of my career. This was Ronald yesterday. Hmm. I'm comfortable here. I like it here. I feel like I know everyone. So for me, it's just, it would be a dream to be able to stay here. Great. That's awesome.
Right.
I mean, like, if that is going to happen, you know, and again, at some point, Mike, if he continues to play at the clip he's playing at, and I'm not talking about this year, but over the next couple of years, you are going to have to redo his deal. That's just what it is. You don't want him to get to the end of the deal unless you had ideas about trading him. But why would you do that when he's one of the premier players and one of the best outfielders in Major League Baseball?
But you know, just to be the cold-hearted guy like that owner in the natural, hello, Mr. Hobbs. Okay, Acuna, you've had knee injuries two of the last 4 years. I'll let you play this contract out. I'm not prepared to give you more money until you give me 162 games.
And you do that.
And I do that.
Yeah.
And I would. And I think that's I know fans might not want to hear that, but I just do think you do have to look at it and say, you know, he's one of the top players, but he's you don't want him to become Mike Trout, you know, where every year it's a thing.
Yeah.
And this year, like, he came
and then you're on the hook for all that money.
They give you an instant spark, and we're hoping it's going to go there. The one thing, you know, you can't really trade Ozuna because nobody's going to want him right now because he's banged up, you know, because that's another guy. Are you going to give Ozuna a raise next year to keep him? See, that's where there's so many funky decisions with the squad right now. Would you trade Ozzy? What's the market? There's no market for Ozzy. Guy just said that. Guy hit us up on the text and trade Ozzy for what?
For what? You're not getting a number one starter for Ozzy. You're just not. While we're talking about number one starters, I want to mention this because we mentioned it earlier. It's a heck of a milestone, but it just tells you how great we had it here in the A with our three big guys. 20 pitchers have reached 3,000 strikeouts. And last night, to see Clayton Kershaw do it, pretty special, Mike, when we talk about these milestones. You know, you mentioned Nolan Ryan, Randy Johnson.
Right.
The names are the upper echelon of guys in the league that have ever done it. And to think we had three on the team at the same time at one point who accomplished this milestone. And so big shout out to Clayton Kershaw. But I just thought, like, in the big picture of things, it's like, man, Maddox, Smoltz, and Glavine, how special was that?
Right. And, you know, Tom Glavine, 300 wins was the milestone he got there. And certainly, you know, I want to say he's 2,600 and change strikeouts for Glavine. Is that
no,
accurate?
He's 3,000.
He's 3,000. He's 3,000. I'm 260. Yeah, that's right. What the hell am I talking about? Looking at Glavine's numbers. Because when you think about left-handers, I mentioned to Carl earlier, Steve Carlton was one of the best I ever got the chance to see as a lefty. But the 3,000 strikeout thing is huge. And think about Kershaw. He's speaking of injuries. He was so banged up over the years. But this is a guy that, think about it, literally unhittable, where guys are jumping out of the box going up against him in his prime.
Yeah, it's crazy. Maddox, 3,371. I think he's 12th or 11th on the list.
Tommy's got 2,600 strikeouts. Tom Glavine.
I'm talking about Smoltz.
Smoltz
has 3,000.
Because Tommy, I'm just thinking left-hander, because Glavine. But Tommy's got the 305 wins.
All right, man. We got to get out of the way. Fricky is on tonight, by the way.
Oh, let's get Fricky with it for the 4th of July.
Yeah, stay tuned. He's got you covered. 6 to 10. Was that? You got him? We're good? All right, man. We got to get out of the way and clear our throats.
Oh!
Marcus Johnson says, all I know about Michael Madsen was that his sister Virginia was fine back in the day.
You know, sir, we're trying to talk about a fine actor who's passed, and you're talking about booty.
Come on.
Come on, man. For God's sakes.
Hey, man, enjoy your 4th of July. Send pics, man. We want to see what you guys are doing.
Only if I catch big fish.
Okay, all good.
And I'll lie and just say I caught the fish.
Why not? I once caught a fish this big. Dominator, today's his last day. Big O's back with us next week. Just want to give him a big shout out, man. You were terrific. I know it's been weeks. You are part of the family, but you stepped in and did an admirable job, and we really appreciate your work and your effort. And thank you, bro. All right.
I love this kid.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, man.
Thanks.
And tell your dad, too. All right. Stay out to strip clubs.
Stay out Pink Pony, yo, wacko.
Pink Pony. Hey, Day Day, enjoy your anniversary. A lot going on for you this weekend. All right. Enjoy, man.
Thank you.
And we're back at you on Monday, guys. Enjoy your 4th of July weekend. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, when's the last time you read ESPN or any basketball website and the Hawks are getting kudos? This was a great week for the Atlanta Hawks. And I was just reading the ESPN pop something up between winners and losers because everything's a zero-sum game.
Winners.
But it's not easy for teams led by a smaller point guard, as my partner always says, to advance deep in the playoffs because that offensive engine will invariably be targeted on a defense. And he's right. But, hey, they talked about the moves we made, Porzingis, you know, getting Nikhil Alexander-Walker, getting a sharp shooter like Luke Kennard, and maybe more moves to come. I'd love them to go, I mean, if we could, you know, get that backup point guard, man. We've talked about Chris Paul. I think that'd be a perfect fit. But anyway, it's just great to hear good things written about your Hawks team for the first time in a long time.
I agree. Hey, NIL is great, but let's not get it twisted. It's not the league. It's not life-changing and generational money. Cooper Flagg was the number one overall pick in the NBA draft. He just signed his four-year, $62 million deal. That's on the rookie salary scale. In a few years, he'll be eligible for those big deals. He didn't get that at Duke, and nobody's getting it in college basketball. Look, a leased or rented Lamborghini's nice, a couple of G in your pocket. Mm. But ultimately, the goal still has to be getting to the ultimate goal. And I think sometimes because of NIL, we've lost sight of that. And that's why these kids are 6-7 years in school, Mike.
Mm.
Hey, enjoy your 4th of July weekend, everybody. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
You don't?
You're soft, man. Your mom would only give you sparklers on the 4th of July.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.